Sitting up with the body.
Huh?
They'd call it sitting up with the
yeah,
body.
uh-huh. And we were sitting, my sister that's younger, just young, and we had a great uncle that was one arm, he lost his arm some way. And everybody teased him and everything, and he sat up with us that night. So sometime in the night he said, "I want some good coffee." Said, "This coffee is no good." Said, "I want some good coffee." So my sister went back in the kitchen, didn't do one thing to it, brought it back, and he said, "Now this is good coffee." But you had to do something to stay awake. But that was one thing that I thought. And then, you know, when they roll that casket out of the house, it was just awful. But times do change. Cost a lot more now.
Right.
It's just unreal how much it costs to bury us. Can't afford to die.
Stay alive.
I know.
What year did you retire from teaching? What year did you retire from teaching?
I retired from Fulton County in 1966. Mm-hmm. But see, we didn't, at that time, I don't know whether they do now or not, we didn't get Social Security. We didn't pay into Social Security. So I'd given Fulton County all that time. So I decided I would quit there and teach in other places. So I did. I taught wherever they needed me, I taught. I taught those 2 years at and then I went into Cherokee County and finished. Well, it's in 74. That's when I.
Cherokee County in what state?
In Georgia,
oh,
just right next
Cherokee
to us.
County.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Georgia. I'm from Cherokee County, North Carolina, so I didn't know there was one here in Georgia too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Woodstock is.
You know where Woodstock?
Yeah, I do.
That's
I do.
Cherokee County.
Oh, okay, I didn't know
Fulton,
that.
Fulton Cobb, Cherokee, all.
Yeah, just.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right together.
Yeah.
So you were teaching during integration then, right?
Oh, yeah, I started. And I didn't have one. And well, Roswell, we didn't, at that time, I didn't teach any blacks in Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
But I had one when I was in. And of course, I didn't know that much about little blacks. And I always sat on a low chair like the children. I bought four, about a dozen. And I carried them around different places of my school. I'd sat down and it was the last day of school, I think. And they were all hugging me and kissing me. And when that little black boy came up to me, felt like scissors were on your head and your neck. That his hair is so stiff. Did you know it was stiff? Yeah.
And so it was like rubbing you like a...
Yeah, he just came behind me. He was one of the, you know, behind me, and he put his head, and I nearly jumped out of that chair. Yeah, they have to have special tools. That's what always worried my husband. If somebody came in, he wouldn't have the tools to work on a black person.
Hmm.
But going back, I finished teaching. I taught first grade for 5 years, I think. I taught eight in all. Let's see, 4 years. 4 years, and then I taught a kindergarten. It was, what did they call that program that they didn't call it yet?
Head Start.
That's where I finished. It's Head Start.
There's still Head Start programs today in some places.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Where I come from, there's Head Start. I think they just do it mainly in real rural areas where there's...
Well, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.